I have got to tell you, Francine, I wish I could say it sucks, but it doesn't. It is just so good. And everybody's back here just munching away on it.
You notice how everybody started, like, moving their way back?
Well, when Francine's in the house, what do you expect? They ain't moving away.
They're
coming like they would at your house.
Well, that's the way good food should be.
This is your house when you're not at home. And so people come back here and go, man, I got to try this.
Exactly.
I got to do this. And I mean, that is great because the gravy is just the right consistency. Now, you said a great way to present that would be on a bed of rice.
Bed of rice with a side of slaw and a side of, I'd say, fresh corn out of the summer or either a piece of fried corn.
Fried corn.
Or cream style corn.
Now I know you got a killer cream style corn. That was almost one that I almost had you do. But
that's one of the things I can live on, cream style corn, homemade cream style corn.
That stuff
out of a can, I'm not even playing with that. I don't even want to be in the same vicinity of that mess.
That is awful.
Yeah,
that is awful.
That's not something that.
Now you said instead of putting the rice on the side, you actually put the meat on top of the rice to let all. Explain the reason for that.
That way, all the flavors from the meat and the grease and this, because you've used butter and oil, you got grease in there.
Yeah,
it's dripping down and it's permeating into that rice, so you're getting even more flavor.
And
thank you, sweetie.
The lovely Diane whipped up some sweet tea
for me.
And I mean, not just ordinary sweet tea.
It's perfect. That is simple syrup sweet tea.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't even playing.
This is Cook's Warehouse. You would expect nothing less.
He's devoured that entire piece.
Oh,
okay. Well, I was going to congratulate you.
Oh, that's I'm going to finish up the last one because y'all don't need
it. Waste not, won't not.
That's right. So now, when you got the hot like this, the good, the hot, the heavy, now you got something to go along with it.
And you still get the crispy off the edges of that. That is simple syrup, sweet tea.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't even playing.
This is Cook's Warehouse. You would expect nothing less.
He's devoured that entire piece.
Well, I got
half of it. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to congratulate you.
Oh, that's, I'm going to finish up the last one because y'all don't need
waste not, won't not.
That's right. So now, when you got the hot like this, the good, the hot, the heavy, now you got something to go along with it.
And you still get the crispy off the edges of that.
And this is your coleslaw.
Exactly. Because you've got that, you got the warmth and the heat and the richness of that rice, and we're going to put the slaw on the side, and it's going to brighten it up and lighten it up.
Well, of course, I'm
all about that. Don't I sound like a TV star?
Yes, you do.
TV star, Food Network chef, that's me.
Nah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Start your own.
Yeah, I like what I'm doing.
I tell you what, we'd hate to lose you. Because then you get all that stratosphere and you forget the little people.
I literally enjoy what I do so much, it's not even work for me. And I walked into a book signing the other day, well, not the other day, but a while back, and this lady looks at me and she goes, "You look so tired." And I went, "Well, thank you, you're gorgeous yourself." But I'm like, I am tired, but even being tired, this ain't going to stop me from doing what I'm doing.
Well, this is, you know, it's
because it's fun.
That's what it is. I mean, when we do shows like this and like when we go up to Hiawassee, when we do outdoor shows and stuff like that, everybody does a lot of work.
I'm seriously going to go up there.
Well, you better be there because I'm going to pull some strings to get you.
That is right up the road from my house. And I'm seriously going to contact the other half and see what's on the calendar.
You better check with him and get back to me because I'm seriously going to try to get you in there because you would.
Yeah.
It would be your kind of people. In fact, if you bring some cookbooks, we'll just sell them right there.
I don't even have my own.
You don't have your own?
No, I don't sell my own cookbooks.
I know, but you ought to have some.
I've got my author copies.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me about 10 author copies, and I'll do the shameless capitalistic thing. I'll sell the hell out of them.
I might bring them up there to you.
I mean, you ought to because
I might bring you some, seriously, because, I mean, that'd be good to go with. I mean, because about half of them recipes you can cook on that egg.
Oh, yeah.
The fried corn, the cream-style corn. You can even bake on an egg. You know that, right?
Oh, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Pizzas on the egg are outstanding. I mean, bread. In fact, I was thinking about doing a recipe. It's a old Louisiana recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's Karen put a, the Beast put a recipe on Facebook. It's pretty close, but it's Louisiana crawfish bread, where you take crawfish and cheeses and mayonnaise.
Sort of like I do pizza bread like that.
And then you wrap it in foil, throw it on the egg. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I take the foil off the last couple of minutes and let it crisp up the bread a little on the outside so it's mm-hmm. kind of crusty. Let me tell you something. When you bite into it with that crawfish, you got a pound of crawfish tail and cheese and mayo.
I love crawfish.
And green onion tips. So let's talk about slaw. All right. Slaw.
Now tell me if you like it. It's creamy and vinegary.
That is awesome. To me, that's the best slaw I've had.
Really?
Because it does both.
It's got that sweet and the creamy.
I love to saturate my salad, my slaw, everything in dressing.
I do too.
I like
everything wet.
Wet and covered. I mean, you got to try this slaw.
Smothered, covered.
This slaw. You could. I'm telling you, now. Tell us the secret.
Don't have to ask twice, do you?
Now, see, this is one where I could definitely see you put the Crisco or the Texas Pete.
Oh yeah.
Now this slaw. Now try it with a mouthful of the country fried steak and then throw a little of that slaw in there. Because see, people love vinegary slaw or they like creamy slaw, but you've incorporated both.
Because mm-hmm. I like both.
And that makes that slaw the best I've ever had. I've never had a better, nicer slaw than that because that hits all my flavor profiles. And I would, of course.
Isn't that Chaluga or Chaluga or Chaduga?
Yeah, you put.
Yeah, I brought some of that back from Texas.
No offense.
And I'm telling you, you put that hot sauce in there, and it is going to be heavenly.
Heavenly. I just like.
That's the perfect sauce, though. It really is. It's heavy on the sauce. It is a light sauce. Mm-hmm. It's not a real heavy sauce. Sometimes the mayonnaise-based slaws are so
heavy. I mean, you go places and it's and I like mayonnaise-based stuff because I'm a mayonnaise eater.
Yeah.
But you go places and it's either, number one, it's so sweet.
Exactly.
You can't eat it. Or number two, they have ground down the cabbage and all that stuff so fine till it's like mincemeat. But I like the vinegar and the creamy, and you get all the different flavor profiles.
I'm going to assemble this. You tell me what to put in there and how to do it. Now I'll stick it in a bowl and try to assemble it because we have one on the side, but we're going to make one right here. So now, what am I adding first?
Well, you're going to put your mayonnaise in there first.
Okay, now, of course, we went with Duke's.
We got Duke's.
I got my Duke's in there, okay?
Then we're going to add a little milk to it.
Now, that was the sound of the squirt mayonnaise because I tried to make it.
Yes.
You know, a little easier.
So we make sure that they know that's mayonnaise. So, and then you're going to add your milk. And you're going to take a whisk.
All right.
And that's what's going to lighten this up. You're going to whisk that mayonnaise and that milk together. And that's going to make a sauce.
And it's going to get all over my belly.
You should have put an apron on.
Well, I should have.
You're not as... See.
I know. You're clean as a whistle.
I've even been in flour and I don't have... I usually have it... across the top of me, but
all right.
It's not.
Anyway, I'm going to continue stirring this up. All right, now that I made it, I'm not getting it all over you. All right, we got that down.
Got your sauce, and you're going to add your cabbage to it.
And now, all right, I'm going to shave it here.
So we add our cabbage to it.
And some carrots,
and a little purple cabbage if you have it. I love purple cabbage.
So do I. So we got all three in there now.
And then you got your salt and pepper and your sugar and everything in there.
All right, now I'm using Himalayan pink salt.
Exactly.
And I'm using a nice... It's a combination white peppercorn mm-hmm. and black peppercorn, so it gets a little more heat.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, very good pepper. So I got that in there.
And we're going to put it and stir it all together, make sure all your cabbage, because that cabbage has got a little bit of its own water still in it. So that water's going to have to come out. We're going to put it in the refrigerator. We're going to let it sit for a few minutes. And when it sits, it's going to make that sauce more saucy because we got our vinegar and everything else working in there.
I love it when it's saucy.
I do too.
But anyway, so this is great. Now, how soon do you make it up before you serve it? I mean, complete it.
I usually make it up that morning because people are over in the afternoons for barbecue and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I usually make it up that morning, put the cover on it, and stick it in the refrigerator, forget about it.
Okay, so it'll set up. It won't get too soggy.
No, it will not get soggy.
And that's what I love about it. And once again, it's the sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Sweet and spicy.
It is. And you could add any hot sauce to it.
Yes.
You can make it as kicked up as you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. I mean, the sweetness in it is perfect.
Well, see, you have to look at it. Some people don't do salt. Some people don't do sugar. Some people mm-hmm. can't do hot sauce. So you make it with the basics that's in this book, and you go from there. If you want something in it that's not in it, put it in there. If you want something out of it, take it out of it. The recipe will still work. You can just adapt it, and everything should be adaptable.
Well, and that's one of the great things about your recipes are mm-hmm. they are so easy to make, so easy to do, and so much fun. And once again, these recipes, as I was going through the book, like I said, Carrie, I am bitter at you because you said pick out four or five recipes. Are you kidding me?
That was funny.
Four or five recipes. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I wanted stuff, especially going into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted stuff. I didn't want to go all summer.
Right.
That's why I mean, because look, the country fried steak or the golden cube steak, that's a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little heavy. It's fine for once or twice in the summer. But most of the recipes, in fact, your next recipe you're going to do is one that I have never had before, but it sounded divine. And that is the deviled ham.
Deviled ham dip.
I mean, and I even brought in the proper crackers. I mean, we are all ready to go. Couldn't be any better than Country Cooking, Redneck Kitchen. It is the famous Francine Bryson, her second appearance on the show. And God willing, and her husband's permission, she'll be up to Hiawassee.